The Morning Drive Show on Impact 103.
We are starting a new campaign called Fathers Matters Campaign. And just to give you a bit of a background on this, according to the Human Sciences Research Council, most children in South Africa, in fact, over 60% don't live with their biological fathers. And 20% only have contact with their biological fathers twice a week. And today we get to paint a picture of what an involved father looks like and give simple practical ways for men to become positively involved fathers or father figures. In 2019, a better understanding to the problem, to better understand the problem of absent fatherhood, Heartlines conducted extensive research on fatherhood. And from the research, 8 key themes were identified, with one of them being social fathers can make a difference in raising children. Yes, I get to speak to a gentleman by the name of Nkosi Nathi Sinkopai. I hope I've said that correctly. And good to have you this morning. I'm trying to get my... because I didn't get it right. I practiced with Tubby a little bit earlier this morning, but I think I need to do some more practicing on your surname. So I do apologize, Nkosi Nathi, for the way that I did pronounce your surname. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's so good to be with you this morning. And I'm excited to be talking about the Father Lines Hearts, Fathers Matters campaign that we are doing at the moment. Let's delve right into the questions. We've got quite a few questions to get through, but I think it's very important that we talk about this. Let's start off by you explaining to us what social fathering actually is.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My name is Nkosi Nathi Sinkopai from Heartlines. And it takes some time to practice the clicks. Social fathers, we've been involved in this campaign for almost over a period of about 6 years now. And one of the focus areas for this year is specifically social fathers. Social fathers, it refers to a role men play in nurturing and raising children, and not necessarily your own biological children, but it's a role that one plays within society as a mentor, as coaches and teachers, you name them. And I think we have a lot of social fathers that are out there who are playing a significant role and making an impact in the lives of children in the absence of the biological father. So social fathers is that kind of a person that plays a role in the life of a child, is present, is involved, but not necessarily the biological child, father of that child.
Nkosi Nathi, let's talk about the importance, why social fathering is important in today's society, particularly here in South Africa. I mean, at the beginning of the interview, I mentioned the stats that you shared with us about over 60% of children do not live with their biological fathers, and 20% of those only have contact with their biological fathers twice a week. If you could explain the importance of social fathering in South Africa society, particularly.
Look, South Africa, I think, as you have mentioned, the stats that over 60% of children do not live with their biological father in South Africa. And yet the presence of a male figure or a man in the life of a child is still critical. And therefore, you see uncles stepping in, you see grandfathers stepping in, you see coaches stepping in. As a way of contributing to the development of that child. And so social fathers are so crucial for the development of the child. And I've seen it even in my own life. It is my uncles and my grandfathers and people and men from church who stepped in and played a role in my life when I needed a male figure that could guide me, that could provide emotional support and all those kind of things. And those were the people that were present in my life when my father was not present, and active in my development. So it's crucial for the development of the child and for emotional support and all those kind of things, and giving skills as well, playing a role of a role model as well in the life of a child.
Nkosi Nathi, how can someone become a positive social father in today's society and particularly in South Africa?
Look, it really starts with with being present. It starts with being challenged and looking at the situation and saying, look, I have my own children, I'm contributing and I'm not lacking in that area. But is there more that I can do to other children? I mean, I've seen coaches on the field of play doing this quite well, spend more time with the kids on the field than most fathers do. And so it really starts with being present, and it needs with participating in the child, you know, in the life of that child, and being active, being interested in contributing to the development of that child. And as I say, it does not have to be your own child. You can be a coach, you can be a teacher, you can be an uncle, but you are active. You are really, really active and present in the life of a child.
Being active and present in the life of a child is the starting point. Yeah. And you mentioned the word challenges. What are some of the challenges that social fathers might face, and how can they overcome those challenges?
Yeah, I think there's about four of them. One of them is building trust, you know, especially if the relationship is still new. Children may initially be wary or distant, especially if they have felt abandoned before and they have been disappointed before. And so the issue of trust is one of those issues where you build trust with that child that you're investing in. And so that is very crucial. And the second one is navigating boundaries, you know, knowing, you know, how far do I go in terms of my involvement with this child, and knowing how far should I be involved with this child. And I think that is very important, and being aware of those boundaries that are set. And I think the other one is dealing with personal emotions, you know.
Of course, Nasser, you just put yourself on mute for a moment. You said emotions that you were talking about, personal emotions more specifically.
Yes, yes. It's actually, it's dealing with emotions. You know, social fathers must feel unappreciated and overwhelmed. It can really, you know, when you do something for someone and you feel like, you know, I'm getting out of my way to support this child, and yet I don't feel appreciated or something like that, especially depending on the age of that child. If it's a teenager, it that stage can even be more difficult. And so it's important that the social father stays sober and stays committed to the cause, because that is the crucial time, especially for teenagers. It's quite a difficult one. So, you know, no expectations of being appreciated for what you do, but you continue to do it nonetheless. But the other one is balancing authority and empathy, finding the right balance between being authoritative at some point and being empathetic. At what point am I empathetic? At what point do I use authority to say, no, this is not going to happen, or no, this is not right? And so that balance, doing that balance can be very difficult. The other one is the cultural and social differences, particularly when it comes to either people of different races and all of that, and especially if it's an adoption. It can be really quite a challenging one. Differences in background between the social father and the child can lead to a misunderstanding. Educating oneself about the child's background, you know, is important, therefore, to just educate yourself and make sure that you understand and you navigate through that cultural concept. And we've seen in some cases that this can be quite a challenge.
Building trust, navigating boundaries, dealing with personal emotions, balancing authority and empathy, and cultural and social differences are challenges that Nkosi Nathi was sharing with us, and also how one can overcome those challenges. Let's look from the child's perspective. How can a young individual engage safely and, of course, constructively with a social father?
Yeah, look, I think given the high levels of gender-based violence in our country, and this campaign is coming at a very difficult time. Because social fathers are necessary. We've seen amazing social fathers doing absolutely great work, but we've also seen social fathers taking advantage of.
Nkosinati, sorry, you can start again with social fathers doing very well in society with our youth.
Sorry, someone just keeps on calling. So social fathers can really play a significant role in the life. I think given the challenge of gender-based violence in our country, we therefore feel that it is important to keep the balance of making sure that you are aware, children especially, are aware of the dangers that come with being with social fathers, and they speak up and express whatever it is that when they're uncomfortable, they must speak up, they must communicate. Whatever it is, they must set boundaries. It's important that they set boundaries. And if there's anything that they're uncomfortable about, they must speak out to an adult and inform the adult. And so it's very important that we keep the environment safe. It is crucial, but it's important for us to keep the environment safe and make sure that it's at the best interest of the child and they are protected at all times. So it's very important. Make sure that there's several other adults who know about this arrangement and the mentoring process. That is very crucial so that it's not a secret kind of arrangement. It must not be secretive. It must be open. It must be known. And therefore, because then that keeps the child safe.
Nkosinati, where can we get more information as to what Fathers Matters is all about?
Yes, thank you so much for that question. You can go to our website, www.fathersmatter.org.za. You will get all the information and the resources in that platform on our website. And you'll be able to even download some of the material that you can use with a group, and you can actually begin to engage in the process of speaking to fathers and encouraging them to be involved. And the other one we've got a coaching platform that we've created on a WhatsApp, and the number is 060-058-2107. 060-058-2107. In that platform, you can ask any question that is fatherhood related, and definitely you can get some tips, you can get some videos, encouragement. As a social father, to be able to continue to do the work that you've been called to do. Yes, so that's go to our website or contact that number, then you'll be able to be in touch with us. Thank you.
Nkosinati, really appreciate your time this morning. This is a campaign we will be running over several weeks on a Wednesday at 10 past 8. Mm. And I encourage our listeners to definitely be sending through the word Fathers Matter to our WhatsApp line at Impact 103. We can send you all the details in terms of the fathersmatter.org.za website, as well as that coaching WhatsApp number that is available for those that would not like to get more equipment and more tools and tips in terms of being a better social father. We can share that information with you. Nkosinati, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
The Morning Drive Show on Impact 103.